One to the February Metro Planning and Programming Committee meeting, and we do have a quorum, so I will call the meeting to order, and we'll begin with item one, which has to do with a master cooperative agreement and term sheets for Exposition Light Rail Transit Project Phase 2. So welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. We have been negotiating and having a dialogue with Exposition Light Rail Authority for the Master Cooperative Agreement in the past several months. We have now reached an agreement, and here we are to request the approval. Mr. Jim Cohen, the Deputy Executive Officer involved in the negotiation, will make the presentation. Jim?
Good afternoon. First, I'd like to introduce at least members of the team that have worked these many months hammering out this agreement. We have David Yale in the back, Deputy Executive Officer, Regional Planning. Michael Harris-Gifford behind me, Executive Officer, Railwayside Systems. Bruce Shelburne, Director of Rail Operations Service Planning and Project Development. And Joyce Chang, County Council. Okay. I'd like to hit some of the highlights of the board report and the attachments. First of all, the board report is made up of three different attachments. Attachment A is the funding agreement term sheet for Phase 2. Attachment B is the master cooperative agreement term sheet for Phase 2. The term sheets themselves are only provide principal deal points. Once the term sheets are approved, the agreements will be drafted and executed, implementing the terms in the term sheet. The last attachment, attachment C, is the amended and restated Phase 1 MOU. Some of the highlights of the funding term sheet. The life of project budget for Expo Phase 2 and the rail cars is set at $1,511,158,000. The bikeway is funded separately, not part of the agreements, and that bikeway is funded at $14,577,000. The Phase 2 project costs will be further split between Expo project costs at $1,258,972,165 and LAC MTA project costs at $252,185,835. Some of the items under the funding term sheet also include that reports are provided monthly and quarterly. The PMIS system, reporting system, is now part of the agreements and per the cost containment policy. We have a 3% local contribution match. It's a little different from the gold line. The MTA is going to assist in obtaining the match rather than fully responsible and rather than being fully responsible for obtaining the match. The language does not obligate MTA to provide the 3% match, and if all or any portion of the 3% contribution is not secured, both the construction authority and Metro's budget will be reduced by the percent ratio equal to the amount of the local contribution not secured. There is no escape clause in this agreement. It's different from the gold line because Expo has already purchased more than 50% of the real estate needed for the operation and maintenance facility. And Expo cannot award the alignment contract without MTA verification that approvals needed for state funds are in place. Those are some of the highlights under the funding term sheet. Are there any questions, or I'll go on to the master cooperative agreement?
Director Fasana, or first, Art, do you want to add something?
I just want to say this comports with the policy direction that we have as regards cost control on the project.
Mr. Fasana.
Just a quick question. On the 3%, you indicated that if adjustments need to be made, half of that would be made by Metro and half by the construction authority. Did I?
It's not half and half. It's based on the split between the Expo project costs and the Metro project costs. The Expo project cost being the $1.258 billion and the Metro cost under the $252 million.
So they'd be reduced proportionally to come up with that 3% based on the total cost?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question, and I'm sure that's right in my mind. I have a question, and I'm sure that the answer you're going to give me is going to be fantastic. When I look at Attachment B of the Expo Light Rail full funding plan, I see that we're counting on the feds for $115 million. Only 15.6 has been approved by the FTA, and the balance is pending approval. With the what's going on in Washington now, somebody help me. How likely are we to get that approval?
David?
Somebody take it. I don't care.
These are not new starts funds with, you know, extensive national competition to get the money. They're formula funds from the federal gas tax. The proposals coming out of Congress on the House side may propose to reduce our formula funds, in which case we'd have some reductions to be made in the program somewhere, probably not for a project like this that would be under construction.
Okay, so what you told me basically, and I let me put it in my words so I'm sure I understand it. The formula funds from gas tax, did you say?
Yes, like congestion mitigation, air quality improvement, or regional surface transportation program funds.
So the funds are on the train, so to speak. They just haven't yet gotten past the bridge to the station. We know they're coming. We just don't know if it's going to be fully funded.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? Do we have any speakers?
Well, that was attachment A. I'd like to just quickly go over attachments B and C. Okay. Attachment B is the master cooperative agreement term sheet, and this really provides the nuts and bolts of how the construction authority and Metro staff will be working together to have a successful project out there. The master cooperative agreement term sheet provides Metro with, or MTA with inspection rights. We have the right to inspect the project at any time to address any concerns and issues directly with Expo staff. It also describes the design review and changes process. And it indicates that the Metro design criteria is part of the agreement. Also goes into significant changes, describes what a significant change is, and the process to resolve any differences between the two organizations. Talks about change orders and who's responsible for change orders, describes and goes into some details on the operation and maintenance facility out into Santa Monica. It also describes the details of testing and startup. And finally, it indicates that the Expo Construction Authority will be using some MTA-furnished equipment to ensure uniformity and compatibility with the existing rail systems. Any questions on Attachment B?
I don't see any questions. So
okay. Finally, we go into Attachment C. And Attachment C is the amended and restated MOU for Phase 1. This amendment changes the funding value of the MOU to the current board-approved life of project budget and then increases it from $927,390,445 to $930,625,045 due to Culver City contributions. The amended and restated MOU for Phase 1 also adds MTA rights in testing and startup consistent with the goal line and the Phase 2 Master Cooperative Agreement. Any questions on Attachment C?
I don't see any.
That ends my presentation if there are no additional questions.
Thank you. Mr. Fasana.
Following up on Director DuBois' question on the federal funding of $115 million, has that always been in the Expo plan? Well, I'm looking at someone.
I think it's always
been
in the Measure R plan.
The right now, the funding we're talking about is the Expo Phase 1 money and was put into the project budget when Prop 1B funds were deferred, in order to help us with the problem that would be created from an absence of Prop 1B funds occurring on a timely basis.
So that's been two or three years ago?
About a year and a half, 2 years ago, not 3 years ago.
Is there any sense that those Prop 1B funds are going to be available again, or are they basically deferred?
They are just deferred. We are still carrying them in our program going forward on phase two and on other projects in our program. We're waiting for the state to be able to sell bonds, basically, on that program.
So there's a chance that that funding might swap back in and the federal funding might swap out or something of that type down the road?
Well, there's a chance the Prop 1B will come back. In fact, we're counting on it. The federal funds, once obligated and spent, would just be left where they are on phase one.
So were the federal funds always in phase one, even before the 1B issue came up, or were they funds that were added?
They were added to deal with that problem. But they were, it's a one-for-one swap, and we're carrying
forward. Okay, I can get additional clarity. I'm just trying to get a sense of how that all relates if the 1B funds come back and so on. So.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
Just one very quick question. I wasn't aware of the history of this, but when the federal funds were inserted into the equation, those were federal funds that you had reason to believe we had access to, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. They're formula funds from the gas tax.
Right, which is always going to be the situation then.
Yeah.
We were fortunate that it had NEPA clearance, so we were able to find a fund source other than our own that we could use to do this.
Phase one, right?
Right.
I thought this was a phase two issue, the master cooperative agreement, is it not?
This is both. There is a phase one item within this report.
Anything planned for phase two, or are there none?
There are none on the project itself. There are some on the rail cars.
But on the project itself, it's all...
Right, because there's no NEPA clearance, that's right.
So attachment C is the phase one amended and restated MOU, and the other attachments have to do with phase two.
That's right.
Okay, do we have...
I'll move it and thank the staff for on both the Expo side and the Metro side for getting finish line on this in a professional way. I appreciate it. Move approval.
We have the motion by Supervisor Yaroslavsky, seconded by Director... Oh, my God, Du Bois. I was going to say Director Diane.
That's okay. You can do that.
Director Diane to me. Okay, and then without objection, that is approved by this committee. So we'll move on to the next item. It's the receive and file item on the public-private partnership program and preliminary costing information on the SR 710 North Gap project.
I am.
Oops. Okay. Welcome.
Good afternoon. This is a report in response to a motion by Director Najarian to update the funding estimates for the costs for the 710 North Tunnel. In so doing, we tasked our consultants, InfraConsult, and their team, which includes Halcro Construction for purposes of construction costing, KPMG, and a number of others, to do an independent cost estimate. Which they completed. They actually did two independent cost estimates, and we were fortunate in that there had been a recent very similar tunnel bid accepted. The bids were accepted in January of 2011. This allowed us to compare costs in a real market-based environment. And so what we really have here is a market-based cost, which was tested both theoretically and by the market. So I think we came up with some fairly accurate results. The table at the very end has the guts of the cost comparison, but factually, again, we normalized, or the consultant team actually normalized the costs to provide, we think, market-based and accurate costs for the nominal route, the shortest route. These costs, of course, could be extended to any other route. They would obviously have a slightly lower per-mile cost because the other routes are longer, that kind of thing. A lot of information in the report, which is comparative, but I believe that this is responsive to the director's motion, and we'd be more than pleased to answer any questions. Mike Schneider, who is head of InfraConsult, is here, as well as some of his team as well. If there are any questions.
Start with Mr. Pisana.
You know, a few comments. Actually, I think it's quite responsive, given that the motion didn't even pass at the last meeting, was still on the floor. So I think in that sense...
Do you want to discuss it, or do you have a question? Mostly because we have one speaker. Should I call them?
You can do the speaker first.
Okay, thanks, Jan. Why don't we call Dr. Clyde Williams? We'll open the public input portion of this item. Mr. Williams.
Good afternoon. Dr. Clyde Williams, 4115 Barrett Road, El Sereno, in the Meridian Route Corridor. I would highly recommend not to accept this. Fundamental, what is the project? Attachment B is not provided, as referenced in the report. And most interesting, 21,000 feet is used, which is not consistent with what the geotechnical technical feasibility report provided, which added around 5,000 extra feet. The numbers for the portals are very strange, because you have approximately 5,000 feet of portal down at the south end and 10,000 feet of portal at the north end. And I might say those numbers are quite strange, because there's going to be about 12 to 15 million cubic yards of dirt being moved at $10 to $15 a yard. That equals the total budget for all portals. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. That concludes the public input portion of the item. And Mr. Fasano, did you?
You know, again, the analysis does seem to indicate the feasibility for this project, and I just want to say I think it's more than responsive, given that this item still is before the board and wasn't passed at the last meeting. I would also note, though, that in setting any types of numbers and estimates, staff needs to be mindful of the fact that there is a wide variety of alternatives being considered for the construction of this segment here. So knowing that that process is open and that there are any number of routes that are under consideration, with tunnels virtually anywhere in the San Gabriel Valley to the Route 2, that some of the information, some of the numbers that we're looking for really aren't going to be all that clear until we really have settled on whether there can be a final route selection. So I'm going to put that out as a caveat and really one of my concerns with the initial motion.
Any further discussion, questions? Okay, so receive and file. Okay. We have the motion receive and file, and without objection, we've done that. Thank you very much for the information and seeing ongoing discussions. With that, we'll move on to item number 3, and welcome Mr. Katz, who's joined us. Item number 3 is the receive and file status report on the environmental clearance for the West Side Subway extension. Okay, welcome.
Good afternoon. With the approval of the locally preferred alternative for the West Side Subway extension in October, there were optional station locations carried forward into the final document at Century City, Westwood UCLA, and Westwood VA to allow for more testing and also further analysis. Further, at that time, the board directed us that during the final environmental document, we fully explore the risks associated with tunneling underneath Beverly Hills High School, the risks from oil wells on the property, the impact to the use of the school as an emergency evacuation center, and overall risks to students, faculty, and the community. We were also directed to continue working closely with the community in Beverly Hills, Century City, and Westwood neighborhoods, and to provide them information as our analysis progressed. Dave Meager, our project manager and deputy executive director for the West Side Subway, will briefly provide you with a status update of the work that's been underway and the work that's been accomplished since the LPA was approved in October.
Thank you. The map that we have up shows the locally preferred alternative that the board adopted last October. Generally, it's a 9-mile extension of the Metro Purple Line from the current terminus of the Purple Line at Wilshire Western Station, generally following Wilshire Boulevard, except for a slight detour at Century City, ending at the VA Hospital just west of the 405 freeway in West LA. Seven stations, and the first four of those seven stations we've pretty much located as a result of the draft EIS and the action by the board in October. The last three stations, we have alternate sites that we're still working on as a part during the preliminary engineering and the final EIS to actually pin down the location of those sites. So that work is continuing as a part of the final EIS and the PE that we're doing right now. In terms of our overall schedule, what you see, October was the board action. In January, on January 4th, the Federal Transit Administration approved our application to enter preliminary engineering. This was a major milestone for the project. Both the Regional Connector and the West Side Subway were approved into the New Starts PE program. So that was a major milestone, and it did allow us to start our preliminary engineering on that project in last month. We're about 20% into the final EIS right now. A lot of that work has to do with responding to over 800 commentors who commented during our public hearings last fall, responding to all those comments. And a lot of the remainder of the work has to do with resolving those outstanding issues with the last three stations. We're also trying to locate the exact portal entrances of the seven stations, where the escalators, elevators will be, what street corner those will be located on. And then because it's a subway project, we have to find staging sites for construction, where we're actually going to put the construction equipment along the boulevard. So that's part of the efforts that are underway as well. The schedule has us coming back to the board in the fall with the goal of completing the environmental process this fall with a record of decision from the Federal Transit Administration. And with that environmental approval, we would be able to start our negotiations, start final design and start our negotiations for a full funding grant agreement, which would take about a year to complete. So the current Measure R funding has funding being available for this project starting in 2013. And so our schedule would have us getting that full funding and grant agreement for the federal portion of the funds to match our local Measure R funds in early 2013 to allow us to start construction of the project. This is the motion that Rini just recited. It's directing a lot of the early work that we're doing to try to resolve issues about the station location in Century City and the alignment from Beverly Hills to Century City and from Century City to Westwood. This is a picture of our geotechnical testing. We have about 150 sites that we're currently doing this type of work. This is a picture of a typical testing rig that we have out in the middle of Wilshire Boulevard. In January, February, March, and April, we'll be doing tests at these 150 sites to get the kind of information we need about soils, seismic information, and noise and vibration so that we can locate the tunnels and fine-tune the alignments. Part of the board motion was to see if we can find a better alignment between Beverly Hills and Century City that could perhaps go under fewer homes and under a less sensitive portion of the high school. So this testing will help us to identify whether that's possible or not. It'll also help us to identify the potential seismic fault under Santa Monica Boulevard. One of the issues was whether there is a seismic fault that would make it difficult or impossible to build a station along Santa Monica Boulevard in Century City, and whether we might need to move that station a little bit to the east to avoid that fault. So this is ongoing work that we'll be able to get good technical information on during the next few months to help us make recommendations to the board about the location for the station in Century City and some of the other factors. I just want to give a summary of just the next steps that we have. This last January, we had our first round of outreach meetings during this phase of the work. We had three meetings that were well attended in Mid-Wilshire, Beverly Hills, and in the Westwood area. We intend to come back about every 60 days during the spring and the early summer to give community update meetings. We also have a stationary advisory group that we're setting up, one in Beverly Hills and one in each east of Beverly Hills, City of Los Angeles, and west of Beverly Hills, City of Los Angeles, where we're asking stakeholders and local people in the vicinity of the stations to come in and look at these areas where we're proposing portals and entrances and give us their recommendations about what we would be bringing back to the board for the recommendations in the fall. Again, the goal here is by about a year from now to be starting some of the early construction activities, early right-of-way acquisition, utility relocation, and some of the paleontology work around the Page Museum and the La Brea Tar Pits, which will be critical to get that work underway early. So these are the major topics we're working on right now, and we will be coming back with updates as we proceed through the final EIS before we ask for any kind of board action on this item. With that, we'd entertain any questions that the committee might have.
Do we have any questions? Any speakers? No. No? Okay. So we're ready to receive and file?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
We have motion to receive and file. We've done that. Thank you very much for the update. We look forward to getting hearing the progress.
Ongoing.
Forward on projects and on our agenda. That moves us on to item number 4, which is an update on the on regional rail matters. And as we're moving right along, Mr. Taylor?
Madam Chair, I would respectfully request that this item be continued to the next meeting.
Okay, that's not...
Which item is that?
The regional update.
Regional rail monthly report.
First.
Our regional rail executive officer has moved to Chicago to be in charge of their regional rail. So we'll have a report next month.
Rail that I grew up with in Chicago. So with that, it's back to you, either Mr. Leahy or Mr. Taylor, because we're on item number 5. He appears. There's no red carpet, though. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to let you know about two things. We expect that the Times to run an article soon having to do with the proposals for reducing bus service in June. We've spent around 4 hours with the Times talking about a number of issues, including the big improvements in service quality over the past couple of years. We've gone from 60% on time to the 75% on times, and people running hot is reduced by about 3/4. The buses are cleaner, we have fewer breakdowns, and better reliability. Even with the reductions that are proposed that you'll be discussing next month, we will still have lower ridership loads and lower fares than other big cities, our peers around the nation. I'd also note that our buses today operate at less than 50% of seated capacity. So in the budget, we're not talking about cutting costs. We're talking about reducing the inefficient utilization of some of our transportation dollars. We will also be talking about investing in things like better maintenance, reducing deferred maintenance. We're going to have a balanced budget. We will not have a budget crisis to deal with this year. We will be talking about long-term strategic objectives to achieve our goals. I want to just note that on Tuesday, the SR 710 discussions started. There's going to be about 18 meetings in the next 2 or 3 weeks. With that, I'll conclude my report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Leahy. That concludes our agenda. Oops, hold on. But we have one general public comment, so before we move on up, Dr. Clyde Williams. You're going to get to close the meeting for us. Welcome again.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno. Last night was an unusual night. There was a conversation held between MTA and various people in the San Gabriel community. A lot of issues were brought up, but it's kind of meaningless. It's a lot of snow job because it has no what would be called evidentiary value. The NOP, Notice of Preparation, or Notice of Intent, have not been issued. So therefore, spending a lot of money for, and there was about, maybe there were 3 or 4 more community members than there were staff, consultants, and others. So it seems like a lot of waste, because it's ineffective until you get the NOP made. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. With that, we'll conclude our meeting, and we'll reconvene the planning committee in March.
Hey, we're here. Good job.
Blast it through.